100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until The Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was mice cream. A little weird, but welcome to the podcast. We got a bunch of stories in on the topic of mice cream, so I'm going to go ahead and share them with you. However, if you're sitting there on the sidelines thinking, oh, now I got an idea, well, send it on in and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Let's go ahead and give the stories a listen.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and this is my little 100-word story on the subject of mice cream. A new business venture. There were 16 tubs of vanilla ice cream melting on the kitchen worktop, and there was no room to butter my toast. "Can you check the traps again? I just need 4 more," he shouted as he pulled another roasting tray from the oven. I exhaled slowly, choosing my words really carefully. "Could we chat later? I really need to get to work, and I'm not sure mice cream is the answer you hope it'll be," he replied, dropping the roasted mice in the blender with ice cream. "Pet food is big money." Our own cats were nowhere to be seen. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I missed last week. Call me old. I am entering the stretch into 70. Wow. So what do we got? We got 2 stories because I missed last week. Numbered 003 and 002. What could possibly go wrong? Let's do the first one. From the weathered landing, Bender gave Ford a knowing look. Ford maintained steely contact with the raven-haired man. There was no varnishing over the fact that the only explanation for his presence was at the pleasure of her royal personage. "Preventative maintenance," whispered Ernesto. "Let it go, brother." He'd let it go years ago, taking the path of the scholar. All the same, when you are staring into the eyes for the reason for that course change, it doesn't blunt the blow. "Say it, Ford," prompted Cervantes. Ford drew breath and raised his voice in respect. "Salutations to the second Time Lord." And the second story? When Molly made her way into the hatch of the ship, she saw a strange emblem on the surface of the inner hull. A gray rodent lapping at a bowl that appeared to be snow-white dairy. "Mice cream," she laughed. As always, your humble narrator is at your ready to fill in the finer points of the author's internal thought process. Mice is M-I-C-E, Masters in the Court of Elizabeth. You may ask who and what, but I would counsel to let the prose lead you to that knowledge. But maybe a hint. Not good. And that's it for this week. Good night, America. Wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Hickory, dickory, dock. Those mice are driving me mad, around the clock. The whole house is infested with the vermin, and nothing I've tried so far is doing the trick. They avoid the traps, seem to be completely immune to poison, and they've driven the cat away. So, now it's just me and the mice. Well, not strictly just me. There's also an open bottle of Jack Daniels at my side, next to which lies my favorite semi-automatic pistol. I swallow a mouthful of Jack before taking aim, quietly muttering, as I pulled the trigger. Hickory. Dickory. Glock. Mice, cream.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Mice? No, no, forget about that. The man stood at the entrance. He hesitated. The smell was obnoxious, but the hunger, oh, the hunger. With carrots, a carrot creamy soup, much better than with mice. Someone murmured in agreement. He ventured inside. Two men were skinning mice. It was disgusting. Add some spices. Oh, yes. Are you hungry, my friend? He didn't know anymore. Have some soup, the man smiled. His stomach growled, so he did. It was not that bad. In the bowl, he found a large chunk of bone. Mice? The men looked at each other and sneered. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Take care. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 833 with a prompt of mice cream. So here's my story. Sabrina held Bilbert's hand as they continued through the forest. The night was so silent that when Bilbert's stomach growled, Sabrina heard it and commented, "Oh, I'm sorry. We left before you could have some of the refreshments. We should stop and get something on the way home." Bilbert considered, "We could stop at Baskin-Robbins and get some ice cream." "Mice cream?" Sabrina asked. Bilbert laughed and asked, "They do?" Sabrina blinked. "Do what?" "Scream."
"Who?"
"The mice."
"What mice?"
Bilbert could see that any humor from his original joke was long lost, so he gave up.
"Never mind."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, hopefully with a better joke.
Turubbers, I know here, with two stories, one for last week and one for this week. The first story was inspired by an actual email I received from work today, from our actual laboratory manager. I only had to change a few concrete details and edit it to 100 words. It rather makes me glad to be able to work from home. So here's my story on the pick two words, contact and explanation. From the laboratory manager. I found some very old bottles containing transgenic ichneumon larvae and preserved monstrous embryos of unrecorded provenance in the cleaner's cupboard on floor 15 of the West Tower. I believe most of this belonged to Amelia Brackett, who left us 20 years ago. It's almost certainly beyond use, and unrelatable to any extant project. There are other names on some items. Let me know if you think the materials might be yours. I will destroy this material, according to standard practice, unless the owner contacts me immediately. The orders may assist in obtaining a full explanation. And my second story on mice cream. There are always mice in here. Me, I just shut the place down for a couple of days and get fumigators in. But no, the owners can't bear killing the poor wee things, although they don't seem to have a problem operating a dairy processing plant. Anyway, my job is to put out humane traps, and release the mice into a field. I can't be arsed with that. I brought in an industrial blender. And just to spite them, how do you think I get rid of the liquidized mice? People rave about the meaty flavour of our butter and double cream.
Good morning, this is Richard. Who on earth came up with the topic mice cream? Well, here it is anyway. It's called mice cream. They said it would never work. It didn't matter that we had scientific proof that pulverized mice, mixed with a specific quantity of other ingredients, which for the time being will remain a commercial secret, would produce a creamy pink lotion, which when applied to the skin could significantly reduce the signs of ageing. The difficulty, of course, lay in the marketing. Nobody could bring themselves to try mice cream. So, we went back to the drawing board. Renamed it butylglyceric isomer aminopropylate, and tried again. It sold like hotcakes, and we made a killing. It tastes great in sandwiches, too. Okay, I think that's an end to which I shall come. Bye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Up on the Olympic Peninsula, where lavender farms grow and the locals hold an annual lavender festival, I remember there being an ice cream stand with all kinds of flavors of ice cream. Lavender ice cream was popular, for certain, but they had all kinds of unusual homegrown flavors. There were a lot of marijuana grow farms out there, so marijuana-infused ice cream was also popular. The employees were always mixing up the marijuana-infused flavors and the regular flavors. Once, a mouse fell into the mixer. It was a marijuana-infused variety.
"It's a little crunchy," said the perpetually stoned store owner.
And there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of mice cream. You couldn't imagine that in your strangest dreams, could you? Well, thank you to everyone who sent in their stories, and if you're sitting there on the sidelines waiting, well, there's no better time to send in your story. Go ahead and send it on in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. However, let's move on to the next topic, and that's free. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for details on how to be a part of the next weekly challenge. There's also links to everybody's sites, who sent them, or text of the stories, or tripped over my tongue, as long as I don't trip over your tongue. That's kind of weird. Oh, right, what was I going to say? An archive of stories, years and years and years. Thank you once again for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.